Israeli President Isaac Herzog arrives in Sydney today, on the first day of a four-day trip to honour the 15 victims of the Bondi Beach massacre. The Israeli head of state's office has said he will express solidarity and offer strength when he visits bereaved families and Jewish communities across Australia following the deadly attack which targeted the Jewish community. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has defended the controversial figure's visit, along with some Jewish community leaders who say the figurehead's visit will bring great comfort. But other groups oppose him setting foot on Australian soil, calling for federal police to investigate the Israeli president for alleged war crimes. A United Nations Independent International Commission of Inquiry, which does not speak on behalf of the UN as a whole, last year found the Israeli leaders, including Mr. Herzog, had incited the commission of genocide in Gaza. Israel has categorically rejected the allegations and is defending a separate genocide case at the International Court of Justice. New South Wales police will be in Sydney's inner city in significant numbers today ahead of planned protest over the Israeli president's visit. The Palestinian Action Group has vowed to proceed with their demonstration as they mount a legal challenge in the Supreme Court against a decision by the police to restrict their planned march. The group has argued new police powers to restrict demonstrations, including banning marches in certain areas of the CBD, are excessive and unlawful. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Peter McKenna has told Channel 9 police have attempted to negotiate an alternative protest route with organisers.
At this stage, they're telling us they want to come to Town Hall, so we'll be there in significant numbers just to make sure that the community is safe, they are kept safe, and there's no greater disruption that needs to happen.
Pope Leo XIV has reportedly locked in his itinerary for the first papal visit to Sydney in 20 years. The Vatican has not yet formally confirmed the visit, but it has been a possibility since Prime Minister Anthony Albanese invited the Catholic leader last year, but was not yet accepted. The visit will reportedly occur in October 2028. A massive air and sea search for an experienced fisherman missing in the waters off the Gold Coast has expanded. The 44-year-old left on his boat at 6:30 a.m. Thursday morning, 5th of February, with police notified when he hadn't returned by 7 p.m. that night. His unoccupied boat was found in good condition drifting in waters off Burleigh Heads early on Friday. Police say one of the vessel's life jackets is missing, raising hopes the man might be using one and might still be alive. The search is now encompassing waters off far northern New South Wales. Liberal Party leader Susan Lee says the newly reformed coalition is aligned and has overcome its differences after the party reunited with the Nationals on Sunday to present a united coalition front. After 3 weeks of bitter fighting between Lee and the National Party leader David Littleproud over hate speech law reforms, there has been doubt over the ability of the coalition opposition to move forward. The return of the National MPs to their cabinet positions means the Liberals leader has no promotions to offer her colleagues in her own party, at a time some Liberal MPs are reportedly preparing to challenge her position. But Ms. Lee says the coalition's next chapter will focus on holding the government to account.
We did have differences, David and I, in our party rooms. We've resolved those differences. We've strengthened our processes and we're going forward as a united coalition to take the fight up to Labor.
An appeal hearing is set to begin today, Monday, for the Australian white supremacist who killed 51 Muslim worshippers in a Christchurch mosque in March 2019, the country's worst mass shooting. The 31-year-old man was convicted of 51 murders, attempted murders, and committing a terrorist act, and is serving life in prison without parole. He is seeking to have his guilty pleas set aside, arguing he was incapable of making rational decisions at the time, and is asking for a trial or, if refused, leave to appeal his sentence. He will address the court from a special unit within New Zealand's highest security prison in Auckland. The Tasmanian government is proposing what it says will be some of the toughest laws in Australia to curb the sale of illegal tobacco products and vapes. Businesses caught breaking the laws would be liable to hefty fines and be forced to close. In the past 2 weeks, Tasmanian authorities have impounded more than 2 million cigarettes and more than 700 vapes from illegal traders, seizures that have an estimated street value of $3.2 million. The Tasmanian government is accepting submissions on the draft laws until March 6. The Minns Labor government is giving police expanded powers to seize and crush high-powered, throttle-only electric motorbikes masquerading as e-bikes. New roadside dyno testing units will help officers check whether bikes exceed legal limits, including the 25 km/h power cutout requirement. The move is in response to a controversial social media video that showed a group of 40 e-bike riders and motorcyclists driving dangerously across the Sydney Harbour Bridge on Tuesday. Minister for Transport John Graham says the crackdown is designed to destroy illegal bikes and send a clear warning to deter thousands more.
It is having an impact on pedestrians, people pushing a pram, or the bike riders themselves, many of whom have ended up injured or in several tragic cases killed. We hope to crush one bike and educate 1,000, but we'll keep going until people get the message. We need to get these illegal bikes off our roads.
And now to sport in rugby league. Brisbane prop Payne Haas is leaving the Broncos after signing a 3-year contract to play for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Haas won the 2025 Premiership with Brisbane, but elected not to extend his deal beyond the upcoming campaign. Haas will leave the Brisbane side at the end of the 2026 season. And in athletics, Australian sprint sensation Gout Gout will skip this year's Glasgow Commonwealth Games, choosing instead to focus on the World Under 20 Championships in Eugene, Oregon. The 18-year-old and his team say the back-to-back schedule makes it unwise to contest both events so early in his career. Gout hopes to emulate Usain Bolt, who launched his rise with the 200-metre gold at the World Juniors in 2002. His absence is a blow for Australia's Glasgow campaign, but officials say they respect his decision as he builds towards Brisbane 2032. And now some news in the weather. The Daly River has burst its banks and began flooding its namesake outback town after the entire community was evacuated to safety in the Northern Territory capital. More than 400 people from Daly River were bussed 230 kilometres to Darwin or made their own way out on Wednesday. The river is expected to rise to a major flood level of 14 metres, peaking on Monday or Tuesday. A downgraded tropical cyclone Mitchell is pummeling the West Australian coastline, bringing heavy rainfall, flash flooding, and winds up to 170 kilometres per hour. The tiny resort town of Exmouth, home to fewer than 3,000 people, remains in the line of fire, with a watch and act in place. Cyclone Mitchell is expected to track southeast, impacting Western Gascoyne, Carnarvon, Denham and Gascoyne Junction on Monday. The system is expected to weaken as it moves inland, becoming a Category 1 cyclone later in the day. And now for a look at the weather forecast for today. Perth is sunny at 34, Adelaide similar conditions at 31, Melbourne is cloudy at 23, Hobart is partly cloudy at 22, Canberra seeing a shower or two at 28, Wollongong is seeing rain at 26, Sydney is similar at 27, Newcastle is seeing rain at 25. Brisbane is partly cloudy at 32. And Cairns is seeing a shower or two at 33. Darwin is seeing showers and an afternoon storm at 31. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.